And welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy!
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are back during an international break after a very small game week, but we've been absent for a week off there for the internationals because we love them so much. But we are back as we look forward to the next few weeks of fantasy football with some double game week announcements and just a handful of games to look back on. We always do this when we come back from an international break. We have a little 60 second where we, did you enjoy it? Did you not enjoy it?
Yeah, we go, did you enjoy it? We will go, it's fucking shit, mate.
That is what happens generally, isn't it?
I didn't think it was actually that bad. I sat and watched the game with my father, Devon, and we had a lovely bottle of red wine together and we watched the game.
Yeah. And then we loved it so much, so we're actually recording our podcast during the England-Italy game. But
I didn't even know that.
That is the problem,
isn't
it?
That's terrible, isn't it? Oh, if my...
That would have never happened a couple of years ago, would it?
Never. Well, not more than a couple, but yeah, a few years ago.
In the 80s. It'll never happen in the 80s, mate.
In the 80s, mate. Space hoppers.
But it's mainly watching for injuries. It's got to the point where you're watching England play going, oh, God, I hope Vardy doesn't get injured.
Or if someone in your fantasy football team scores, you go, yeah, they couldn't bloody do that the other week, could they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, Jesse Lingard gets starts for England, scores a great goal, and you're like, well, why? Where did he go off the boil? That's annoying.
Yeah. Stop calling yourself J-Lings, you prick.
I don't mind Lingard, but he shouldn't
that
call himself.
Really annoys you,
oh
it?
Gosh.
You mentioned J-Lings at least once a week.
Yeah. Because it annoys me.
From a gambler's point of view, international breaks a nightmare because there's internationals going on from about 9 a.m. You're like, oh. Myanmar are playing Haiti. That's worth a couple of quid. And then later on, it just carries on and on and on. You can't
stop. And
the
next thing you know, you've been kicked out of your house and you're sucking off elderly gentlemen in a home just to sort of raise a few quid to pop a bet on Russian.
Well, I had a dog, as you all know. I've now lost that dog because I thought Albania would have
sucked
more than eight corners in the second
then,
half. Yeah, exactly.
Sucked it first and then got rid of it.
And now it's gone. But obviously, we haven't talked about a few of the Premier League fixtures that happened back in game week 31. And it was, if you remember, you might have tried to get it out of your memory. It was a weird one, wasn't it? There were only four games in the entire game week.
It was referred to by everyone as blank game week 31, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, I think we coined that.
Did we? I don't think
so. The BGW? We definitely coined the BGW.
Did we?
No. Yeah.
Wow. Didn't it exist till we existed?
Yeah, well, Tom has a theory that we created the FPL hashtag, so I don't know.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying
football.
Is that before, well, I mean, to be fair, there wasn't any, there was about three podcasts when we came out.
Yeah,
and we were one of them.
Serial, and now there's, and the Ricky Gervais one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, and we're all still doing brilliantly.
I'm not sure they had, like, devices to play them on till we... Was there such a thing as an iPhone before we started?
No. People used to have to play them to each other on their Nokia 3210s.
Yeah. They didn't start calling them podcasts until we started doing ours.
This is Tom's rewritten history of the Gaffer Tapes podcast.
Yeah. No, not true. No, all I'm just saying is that we were, you know, amongst the pioneers.
I knew you were going to use the word
hashtag
pioneer.
FPL. You know, if you mention it, talk about us being brilliant. Yeah, we were just one of the first to use hashtag FPL, and now there's everyone. No, there was none of these, FPL Badger, FPL Sausage fucking accounts back then.
Well, okay.
Good luck to them all, though. They're all great.
They're all bloody great. But it was the BGW. It was a blank game week. There were four games, and yet it was one of the it was my highest scoring week of the entire season.
It was... Most people were getting a lot of tweets saying that it was their, you know, high score. I think it was everyone's high scoring. And if you didn't do one particular thing, you were absolutely fucked. But I think all three of us did.
Triple captained Baines.
Did
you?
Was that a mistake? Yes.
No,
it was.
It wasn't because you felt it in your heart and you did it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's okay.
To yourself.
But yeah, that is exactly what happened. It was a higher scoring game week
massive,
for one particular reason. And we'll work backwards through the fixtures because that particular reason was obviously a Mr. Mo Salah.
Mo Salah. Always triple captain Salah.
Exactly.
We say every week, always triple captain Salah.
Did anybody not? Do you know of anybody that didn't captain Salah?
Oh, loads of people. So he's picked by, I think it's like 69% of people or something.
61, yeah.
61.
Yeah. 61.9.
So 61.9, similar. Similar.
62.4, according to mine. We've got different ones. It's very odd.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Updated. Changing. Maybe it's changed. But I guess a good 20% of those people are absent.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of you. But a lot of people have him, but didn't captain him.
Well, there was a bit. Do you remember the last? With some of the questions we got, we didn't get through them all. But some of the questions we got on the last pod was people sort of saying, "What can I do different? Like, who should I captain apart from Salah? Who's the smart choice?" And people were asking about Firmino. And although we gave them some options, I think the underlying thing, as Ash said a few times, was, "Well, just captain him. Like,
just do it.
Why wouldn't you?" Yeah. And
well, if you remember, we actually got a tweet last week from someone saying, "I might triple captain him so that I have the chance of being like the best team in the world," or something.
Yeah,
I don't know if that person did. He didn't. I don't know if it was a
Well, he scored,
Facebook.
Obviously, he scored 29 points, or for most of us, 58.
Four goals, one assist, three bonus points. So, yeah, 29 doubled to 58.
Blazing.
Absolutely mental. Is that a season record? Is that the highest single score in a game week?
We'd have to look back to the Aguero's four.
No, I did. I looked and it was less.
Or Wijnaldum's.
That was the only one I could think of.
Wijnaldum's might be better.
Oh, no, I mean this season.
Oh, this season, yeah. Definitely. And this season's actually, I think Ash raised it off air and I've seen it a couple of places. He's 30 points, or 29 points shy of becoming the highest scoring FPL player in the history of the game.
Wow. And with like eight games left or something?
Yeah.
Six games.
And do you know who the second highest is?
Who's that?
Lampard, maybe?
No, he's up there. It's Luis Suarez in that magic kind of year where they nearly won the title. And that includes a five-game ban at the beginning for being a hungry bastard.
Oh, yeah.
So so Salah, it looks like we'll go on to be the highest scoring FPL player of all time. And people were looking not to captain him at home to Watford. Me, who's just trying to play catch-up to Tom, thought, you know what, I can't not captain him now. I can't not and miss out. And if I hadn't captained him, over, it's done. Like, there's no way I'd have caught up that.
I was thinking about, you know, how like ranting about how differential isn't really a thing.
Mm. Yeah.
First of all, people were saying, "Oh, I'm not going to captain Salah because of the differential." Well, that is fucking insanity.
Yeah.
It's like you go for whatever you think is the best. But also, the whole theory of differential only works if you take away the value of players. Say someone's like 0.2 pick, so you're like, "I'm going to pick him because of the differential." If somebody's 5% pick, it means they're more popular, so their price is more likely to increase.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Unless the person who's 0.2 is just loads better, like obviously then they'd be the bad choice. But if they're equal, it's better to go for the more popular guy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it only works as well. Right. But it's only like, if you've really studied up, or you know that Salah has a slight knock, or Salah never plays hasn't ever played well against a certain team if he had done several seasons, or if you had info that other people don't and you don't want to captain him, that's different. But to not captain him at home to Watford for the sake of trying to be different is crazy. And we said that.
And luckily, again, I mean, I'm actually getting bored of saying this. And I'm getting bored of saying this. But
is it
just goes to
prove.
It is. I don't like the fact that when Craig introduced the podcast, he doesn't say, "Welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tate Fantasy Football Podcast."
To get the point home.
I used to do the links back in the day. But just another point that I'm just pointing out that, you know, once again, you don't need to triple captain on a double game week, it seems. Someone might get more than 29 points. I very much doubt it, but, you know.
One guy who would get more than 29 points in a double game week is Mo Salah. He is the guy who would do it, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, it was a huge game for him. And even the FPL couldn't not give him his three bonus points, which is fair enough. But
imagine if they'd have given that to someone else.
Robertson got 11 points. He got his two bonus points.
To give him his full title, who the goddamn tits is
Andy Robertson. There he is. All round great result for Liverpool. Even Danny Ings got an assist. Who knew? And Firmino gets a goal. So, you know, I think quite a few of us, my three Liverpool players for the game week were Firmino, Salah and Robertson.
Same here, absolutely.
I think there's quite a few of us in that camp. Other results, working backwards, we're going up weirdly. Stoke and Everton. Everton beat Stoke 2-1. And our man Choupo-Moting getting a goal. He was a bit of a thing earlier on in the season.
Choupo-Moting.
And also, Cenk Senk, then I had Rancic. Tosun, two goals.
Tosun.
Yeah.
Tosun. You've been picking out the last few
weeks.
Tosun,
more like Tosun. Tosun. Two goals, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tipped him, didn't you?
I did.
A little
I know.
Yeah. There we go.
I know. I didn't pick him, though, didn't I? Tipped him, not pick him. It's my Classic. But like I said, I said 2 weeks ago, I said I'd watched him and thought he was a handful, and then he did nothing. And I thought I looked stupid for saying it. And actually, he's done well. And you were saying, Toby, he's actually the running for them doesn't look so bad after a certain point. Oh,
the running's really nice for Everton, yeah. From game week 34 onwards, so the last few games.
Yeah, once they get City and Liverpool out of the way.
Yeah, then they're looking nice. They're looking nice. Swansea, Newcastle, Huddersfield.
Yeah, you know, Winhurst, Taplow.
Yes, Millingham, Cleves, Everett.
So all those places. But yeah, Tosin, again, if you're getting a striker scoring goals, he's completely dislodged. For a little while, Nias was getting the starts, which is... I was lumbered with Nias in my squad. I couldn't get rid of him because the blank game week, blah, 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 blah. Annoyingly, obviously he's gone now. But Tosin is definitely getting minutes and worth a look.
I'm laughing because you said dislodged and it reminded me of a story of a girl I went to school with who fell down the stairs and dislodged her hymen.
What?
So he's got four... I think that's right. 4 in 3 goals for Tosin. 4 goals in 3 games for Tosin. So, yeah, looking good.
Yeah.
For that guy.
Good stuff. Huddersfield, we're home to Palace, lost 2-0. Milivojevic, another goal from a defensive midfielder. Ash has talked him up quite a lot all season. And also James Tompkins with a goal.
Did this result surprise people? It did me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Huddersfield have been strong.
Fuck, yeah. I had...
defensively, not bad.
Van Aanholt. I benched him and had 3 Huddersfield players, so that kind of fucked me over a bit.
Luckily, I had Mieli Habervic.
Oh, nice.
Milivojevic, yeah.
Yeah. For saying that, I had quite a shit week. I went down. I was like 20 points behind Craig. You massively caught me up. But Mieli Habervic is...
Milivojevic.
He's done me a favour. He got a nice little... Was it a penalty again? I can't remember. Seems like ages ago. Was it a penalty he scored?
I don't know. I didn't see the game. I don't think it was, but he's on eight Premier League goals for the season.
4.9... mil
and 100 points, basically.
And so it's we're jumping a little bit ahead of ourselves, but you know, the double game week 34 has been announced,
yeah,
and so obviously people are loading up, but then game week 35 a lot of teams are blanking. Mile Habervic is playing in blank game week 35,
right?
So yeah, which
I,
is what
I think that goal return, not even outside of a fantasy points thing. Mm. That goal return of 8 goals for a Palace team who, you know, sacked their manager because he lost 6 consecutive games or 5 consecutive games. I can't remember back when Doc Brown was on the pod. He got sacked, wasn't it? And 8 Premier League goals. Aaron Ramsey is on 6. Mesut Ozil's on 4, I think. Mkhitaryan's on 2. Like, a holding midfield of a Palace. Penalties or not, it doesn't matter. He's on 8 goals for the season. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's mad. 4.9 mil. It's crazy.
I guess I suppose the only problem with him is, are you going to play him as your fifth? It's quite a difficult person to pick.
Yeah, I just made the point of I'll keep him because he's in that blank game week 35 and I think they've got a decent fixture. But, yeah, they have, playing Watford. But I have just realised that I've just got rid of him because I'm currently on a wild card.
Well, it's one of those, though. With Kane out, then you are there 3 strikers in the game? Tosin's obviously put himself forward as a candidate, but are there 3 strikers in the game you can guarantee you rely on for scoring right now? Because I wouldn't want my mini league to be reliant on Lukaku in the last 8 games.
No. This is an issue I've had with this wild card that I'm on. I think chopping and changing there.
Look, without Kane, I look at Vardy as the only guy who I could probably bank on to score goals.
Vardy in, and again, they're double game week in Leicester
for the rest of the season. But no, back to your point, actually, that did surprise me. I don't think I saw a Palace away win. At Huddersfield is a great result for them.
It's tough. And just quickly, lads, just talking of Huddersfield, I think it's time we have a little quick chat with our guest, our friend, Cockaleeky Sue.
Oh, God.
Hi, my stars. Hi, Sue. How are you? Introduce yourself to anyone who obviously didn't, wasn't here last week. Hi, my name's Sue, Cockaleeky Sue. I am part-time TV celebrity chef, a part-time manageress of Huddersfield, and full-time bastard. Oh, lovely, Sue. It's really nice to talk to you. You say full-time manageress, do you mean you work in the tea rooms? No, I'm the chairman of the board. Oh, lovely. So were you at the game on the other Saturday, Sue? Yes, I was. Did you give sort of like half time team talk? Because it was quite bad, quite a terrible outcome.
Yes, I said to him. That working. You've got quite a cough suit. Yeah, I'm a smart 20 Woodbine and Jay. I said to them that working in a football team is very much like working in a kitchen. If it gets hot, get your tits out. That cheers, Sue. Thanks, all the best.
Lovely to see Sue there. Thanks, Sue. It's lovely to see Sue.
I wish she'd ring the doorbell.
Yeah. I think she remembered that she didn't get the doorbell
call,
a bit ready.
Call ahead.
Yeah, it's always called ahead, Sue. But no, lovely to see Sue. She'd always call ahead.
Yeah,
we
really don't want any more awards, do we?
Chairman of the board, Sue. Thank you, Sue. They're lovely to.
Lovely, I mean, to talk to. I do wish you'd write them in the rundown. Mm. I could skip by them. Yeah. Elsewhere, the last game of the game week was Bournemouth beating West Brom at home.
That was technically the first game of the game week, but
yeah. I went backwards. Bournemouth 2-1 over West Brom. Not that surprising. West Brom in a whole world of shit. Jordan Ibe getting a goal, even though he's definitely not worth looking at. And then junior Stanislas Baratheon.
Back-to-back goals for that lad.
He's been an unbelievable little shout for on and off. It's having your squad.
Was he like a little pick of yours the other week?
A
as
while
well?
Back, yeah.
He's been a few times, yeah.
He's kind of... He's only on 5 goals this season, but he's on 74 points with a bit of a stint out. I'm just looking now. He missed the first 5 games of the season. That's 9, total 13. He's missed 13 entire games this season.
Really?
And still done pretty well. He's one of the people I had an ongoing football debate on Twitter for a while of England call-ups. I thought, if you're going to experiment, someone like him's probably earned a look in more than the likes of Jake Livermore, who's currently running the worst midfield in the Premier League.
That was a massive debate we had going on for a couple of weeks, that, wasn't it?
Over the international break, it was just a bit of a slight at Danny Welbeck for being called up. But Stanislas is, again, a pick that I've said to pick but couldn't do it myself there. And West Brom really is
dead.
J. Rodriguez goal, but you know, you don't want to be looking at West Brom players at this time of the season, to be honest with you.
Dead,
absolutely dead and buried.
Rondon got a little assist, which was nice for him.
He did.
It's nice that he gets involved a little bit before he goes to the championship.
Yeah, and he's one of those players that might end up just, even though he was a big signing, who else is going to have him? He might go back to South America, or he might, I don't know.
I reckon he'll go down. And just smash the championship to bits.
Just
I like going down. Oh, bloody hell, Sue.
No, fuck off, Sue. Go home, Sue.
That's my... If they don't get rid of him somehow, I reckon he'll go to score a load and get brought back by somebody at Christmas.
Do you think so?
Some one of the teams that are trying to avoid relegation.
Yeah, again.
Well, at that time, bring him back.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. You get in that weird thing where people sign players going, oh, he's been good in a relegation. Nigel Quasi made a career of people going, he's been in a eight relegation battles. Like, he's been relegated 8 times. So there's a reason for it. Stop signing him. But, it might be. J. Rodriguez is a good player. I'd like to see him go elsewhere. But only the 4 game week fixtures in game week 31, obviously.
Massive scoring.
But it had some big, huge scoring. Mm. A lot of 100. If you didn't get over 100, you probably had a bit of a bad week, to be honest with you.
Well, I got about 75, which is not great, and went down.
When you captain Salah, instead of 75?
Captain Salah, mate. Yeah.
How many players did you guys have playing?
I had 11.
Oh, I had like 8. Oh, I thought I had 8, but I had 7 because fucking, what's his
tits? Oh, no, I had 10.
Hasn't
I had 10.
Played forever. Sermon. Oh,
hasn't Sermon played hasn't played in since December.
For fucking ages.
But he's hard to shift, isn't he? He is hard to shift.
He is.
But yeah, if you didn't go over 100 points, then it didn't quite go well for you. And it did have an effect on the top 10, though. Mm. We'll have a look at the top 10 now. So,
could I ask you to read it from first to 10th?
I was just about to say that. I think I will do that.
Yeah.
To give them the credit they deserve, in first place, it's still Joe Stone. 95 points for the week. Joe Stone in first place. FPL Stone, Romancing the Stone. In second place, it's Stevie Sunshine Cruise Control. Up to third with 99 points is Clifty's Middling 11, Steve Clift.
Clift Palette.
In fourth place, it's Better Call Salah with 98 points. He obviously didn't have much in his team other than Salah. Down to fifth place, only 63 points this week. That's only 5 points more than you'd get for captaining Salah.
Yeah,
CrossFit Maniac Darren Carroll with his team Ultimate Fitness. up to sixth place is the Fedora Fanatics. In seventh place, Grant Murphy, Fleeto, only 61 points. So clearly didn't captain Salah. In eighth place, it's son of Ken, Luke Barlow, 100 points.
Yeah,
in ninth place, it's son of Jack. It's Andrew Duckworth with A, B, C, D, E, F, C. And then in 10th place, 105 points for the week, up to 10th, creeping into the top 10 for the first time this season. It's a little-known fella called Ashley Kernsworth.
Oh! Round of applause for Ash!
Thanks.
Top 10. That's the first time any of us have been in the top 10 for years.
Yeah, a long time.
Maybe when we had our first league of about 54 people.
Yeah that is it. So Ash is top 10 in his own big boy league.
Yeah,
and it's a big boy league.
And it is still not done a double transfer.
Still not taking it.
That's good. And you know what, Ash? You're in 10th place, and although a couple of the guys at the top are doing pretty well, you're actually only 12 points behind 5th.
Oh wow,
that's crazy.
So you know,
that's super nice. So I had this week on my bench. Oh, where is it? I had, because I played the three Huddersfield players, which between them got me 3 points. And I had 15 points on the bench.
Ooh, oh, imagine that, 15 points on the bench, 120 point week.
15 points on the bench. Well, Ash, I can tell you where that would have put you. 15 points extra would have put you on 34, 39. That would have put you into fifth place.
Fifth, maths. That's incredible.
3 points behind fourth, that would put you.
Oof.
So that's
imagine if you won your own league.
But where are you? Where are you at chips?
Give you a prize or something.
Yeah, I think this is the height now. I've reached the top.
Where are you at chips wise?
I've got two left.
Oh, mate, you're in a great spot because some of these shit munchers will have used all their chips. Are we on it?
I think everyone's saving them, but I went for a different tactic. So I used my free hit chip this week.
Oh, right.
Because I only had two players playing. But I purposely did that because I stocked up earlier.
For the ones coming up. Makes sense. Yeah. Well, that's why you're a top tenner, Ash. That is why you're
well
a top
done, mate. Yeah,
tenner.
And I looked at your thing. You're like 2,000th in the world and you're like top in this league, top in that league.
It's good effort.
It's close between me and Luke Barlow, who's the highest.
LB.
Patreon.
Yeah. He is the highest. He is, yes.
Son
He'll
of Ken.
Top of the Patreon.
Yeah.
The league, won't he?
Indeed.
Lovely stuff. And then just to move on to our positions, not doing as well. Me, I went down 513th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Craig, 721st. You picked up about 15, 16 points on me. So you're only 36 points behind me now, and you've got a lot of chips.
I have got my chips, and I've taken that into account when you will see me taking a points hit this week to eat into some of that point deficit. But for hopefully a good reason with those chips in mind. So yeah.
How many points are you guys actually on?
Loads, mate. Don't worry about counting them. It's fine.
Yeah, loads, mate.
Just
loads,
big
loads,
points.
Probably
like
only a couple behind you.
Think of
it. Is it like relatively close?
Yeah. Between the two of us?
Between the three of us?
No, you're about 100 plus points.
Oh, that's not that much.
I'm 36 behind Tom, and then you're quite a way ahead.
And then you're like 100 above me. But someone else in our league who's not doing too bad. He's sort of in between the two of us. Domi Mon, 708.
Your dream.
Oh, imagine that. Domi sandwich. Lovely. Yeah, I like a dummy sandwich.
No,
oh, shut up, Sue. Get out. Asmir Begovic, 1,377th in the Gaffer Tapes League. He is a 27-click wanker. He's still an active player.
Is he higher or lower than
Marcel from Love Island? He's much higher. Marcel was floundering at about 38 clicks, I think.
What about them, if someone from So Solid Crew or something?
No.
I thought we had someone who was like a rapper or something.
Yeah, that's Marcel from Love Island. From the Blazing Squad.
Oh, Blazing Squad guy.
Yeah. And it's team called Blazing Squad Rotation.
Sally Gunnell sadly missed the league cut-off and isn't in, but I'm sure she'd be doing better than Marcel as well.
We're having a lot of pressure put on us to finalise when we are shutting the league.
Right. Are we deciding?
I'm going to toss both of you off. I'm going to toss out. How about the 1st of April?
Yeah.
But will they believe
like
us?
4 days. That's in 4 days. Oh, yeah, will they believe us? Oh, good point. How about after the end of this game week? So after game week 32, we shut the league.
Yeah, all right.
Although, Ash, you're the only one that can do it, and every time I ask you to do stuff, it takes you about 2 weeks to do it. So we probably have about 3 weeks left.
That's true. You haven't yet RSVP'd to my wedding. Yes. I'm not getting married. It's fine, I'm not. But you haven't RSVP'd to Tom.
Actually, talking of that, it was my birthday, like, about a week ago.
Was it?
Neither of you said anything. I turned up with my new headphones to the studio.
I said it on the podcast
last week. I was like, yeah, it's your birthday Monday 19th, you know. Don't bother buying me a present.
Did you do anything?
It's quite hard to concentrate on the podcast. I'm trying to present a podcast and you might come in as a fucking Huddersfield based chef. So it's quite difficult to know.
Yes. Well, she got me a present. What did you get me, Sue? I got some cucumber.
course she did. It's a hello.
Oh, happy birthday, mate. Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, don't worry about it.
It's because you're not on Facebook, isn't it? And it doesn't remind you.
Yeah. Although someone tried to log into my Facebook the other day. I got an email saying, your Facebook has been logged into for the first time since 2014. So I was like, fucking hell. Something dodgy's going on there.
Probably Putin was doing with it.
Probably so.
But
I reckon shut it off after game week 32. So this could be your last chance to join.
Yes.
On the pin at 1072-420.
Oh, yeah, actually.
TheGaffTapes.com.
Now I'm in the top 10. Actually, I've changed
my... That's a good thing.
Now fuck them all up.
Oh, this looks like you've done... Yeah. Well, that's more pressure for you to actually do it now.
I'm not going to. This is the... I just want to be in there once.
You just want to... Well, I know. This is your moment. This
done.
Is this
succeeded.
Is my moment.
Yes. It's done it. Martin McCutcheon. It's a classic.
Martin.
Done. But yes, we will. That's official. The first time in Gaff Tape's history we've agreed to shut off the league. So there will be no Danny McGeekins just coming in.
Yeah.
And jumping in. There'll be none of that. There'll be no usurpers.
But if you're
listening
to the podcast and you've got 1,923 points, feel free to just join in.
Exactly. It's the last chance saloon to do
it. Maybe not.
And get in that top 10. Beat Ash. You can't have him winning his own podcast league. That would be very impressive.
Imagine if you actually won it. That would be fantastic.
That would be impressive.
I mean, it's not... I'm not even doing that well for me.
And you'd get the prize. You'd win the date with Kokoliki Sue, as we all know, is the first prize.
Yeah.
You can still join the league. As Tom just told you, I would repeat it, but just rewind a little bit. It's fine. You get to hear this again. Coming up in part two, it's the social segment, as always, going to go for all your questions and any other business. And then in part three, we're going to look forward to an actual full set of fixtures, as well as the latest installment in Tom versus Ash. There's 3 points in it, Tom. Seriously, you need to come back. All that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
For just $5 a month, you could bring much needed water to an African village. Or for slightly more, $7 a month, you could bring joy to the lives of 3 award-winning podcasters. Just go to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and help sponsor the podcast.
Hello and welcome back to part two of the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, just to keep Tom happy, with me, Ash, and indeed Tom. As always, it's part two. We go into a bit of a social segment where we go through all your questions through all various social media formats, starting, as we always do, with what you've had to say on Facebook.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes.
Indeed. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes. And what have we had on Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes, Tom?
We've had a few bits and bobs on Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes. We had something from Mitchell Bathurst.
Bathurst?
He said, I plan on triple captaining in game week 34, free hit in game week 35, wild card game week 36, and bench boost in game week 37. Is there a better way to do it if you have all your chips?
If only we had a top 10 Gaffer Tapes league member.
Yeah. Because obviously now we know game week 34 is the big double. Game week 35 is like a little blank. And then there will be another double, we think, in 37.
Yeah.
So I think he's got that around about the right way, Mitch.
I guess it depends who who he's planning on triple captaining and who he's going to bench boost.
Don't throw the baby out with the Bathurst water. I don't know. I was trying to shoehorn it. It doesn't work.
No, it's nice. No, I like it.
If he's going to triple... you'd have to do it that way. Yeah, if he's got a wild card in 36, yeah, then bench boost in 37, and then triple captain in 34. This is why I've done mine... I don't know whether it'll work out in the end, but why I did mine slightly earlier, because it seems like leaving it till 34 to use any of your chips is a lot of, I don't know, chips on one plate.
It does. It is a lot of chips on one plate.
Yeah.
Write that down, Chris.
That's a lot of chips on one plate.
That is
true.
Do you know what? You're really good. You should put Double Game Week Guru in your Twitter bio.
I like the fact that he replies to himself later, though.
He does, and he said, although I could always wild card game week 33, which actually brought Barthas down in my estimations because he sounded so confident.
He did.
In his first...
There was so much info in that first Facebook.
Just really succinct. That would have fit into a tweet that was so short.
Yeah. So if you wildcarded in 33, that would let you bench boost 34, which I think might be a better plan.
And without even knowing it, him asking us that question on Facebook has probably just got Trump re-elected in 2020.
I'd say so.
Doesn't even know it. But there you go. Yeah. It was not. I didn't understand a great deal of it.
No, I can see where he's going. He's got a definite plan, and I just say stick with it.
Yeah, you go for that.
This is why we don't ever get any serious.
No, Ash answers questions. Them. I just
yeah. No, I mean, no. That was, that was a good answer.
It's a bit rich me answering them. I don't feel qualified to answer them.
Oh, it's a bit rich.
This year.
I prefer a flat.
34 for the double. If you triple captain on the first double game week,
34.
Who is there to triple captain is the question.
Do you know what? United are looking all right because they're at home to West Brom, which is the fucking absolute fixture. Lukaku on that one. I've currently got Lukaku in my
wild card
team.
I think Vardy's that's your guy, isn't it? Away at Burnley, home at Southampton. Although away
home
at Burnley's
Southampton,
not
that's
great.
Decent as well, but then I could see him just what one goal in each.
Yeah, well, at home to Burnley, isn't it?
Six points in each.
Well, at the moment, actually, it'll be without Harry Kane. I know they've got City at home, but they've got Brighton away. Sun is probably, but there's not any like absolute standouts.
But we're saying all this. Look at game week 34. Yeah. Right? Salah, we're on it. Salah just at home to Bournemouth. Just fucking triple captain him.
That's mental.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't need to be.
Why does it need to be a double?
Because you're doubling your chance to score. You're not saying you will, but it's like saying, you're basically saying, I'm going to play the lottery. Here's £2. And you're going, well, I'm going to spend £1 on a lottery ticket and I'm going to spend the other £1 on a packet of Starburst. And I'll be like,
yes,
isn't it better to buy two lottery tickets?
Starburst and I haven't got, you know.
If you buy two lottery tickets, you're doubling your chance of winning the lottery.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But
you're doing it on Vardy and it's like saying, well, what would be better? Triple captain in Sané. Salah that week, right? Or triple captain in, I don't know, Charlie Daniels.
Is there?
Because he's on a double. Well,
it's not the same, Thomas.
Have they announced Starburst? Have they not announced the other double game week yet?
It's going to be 36. You can tell.
37, isn't it?
Players fixed
37, isn't it normally?
Yeah, probably going to be 37, but it's not on there yet.
No, it's not on there yet.
Means that if it's the teams that aren't playing in 35.
Yeah, if you click on the play, you
correct.
See what's left. City have got a potential really nice double game.
Chelsea as well, yeah.
Notably, Tottenham aren't in 35.
No, they're not.
And they're playing...
And Big Hazard Kane might be back.
And they're playing West Brom. Mm. So, yeah. Triple captain West... Kane
West
37
Brom.
Looks pretty
triple
decent.
Triple captain West Brom, I said it.
All of the West Broms. Yeah. No, I just don't think you need to triple captain, boys. Just take a fucking punt, see how it goes. Bish, bash, bosh.
Yes. Triple captain, week three.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Right now, I'm going to put Double Game Week Guru in my fucking Twitter bio because I'm right more than anyone.
You should
else.
Be, what do you call it? Like Triple Captain Guru.
I'm doing it.
He's
now.
Not. He's just
triple
an idiot.
Captain Lunatic.
He just I'm says it. He doesn't understand that just because he's not wrong, it doesn't mean he's right.
Well, no. All I'm saying is that I've been right 100%.
You haven't been right. You just haven't been wrong.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of wrong? I think it's right.
You'd only be right if you got more points than us. You'd only be right if you called it.
If you said, no, I think Salah is going to blah, 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 but you say you don't... You basically think it's some sort of wise move to go, by the way, you can score more points in one game than in two. We all know that. But you're increasing your chances.
You don't need to... Yeah, I know, but why pick someone who might do all right rather than someone, you know, like Salah... At home, like Salah at home to West Brom, has that been done? Next time it happens.
Yeah, but people aren't saying your example of Charlie Daniels is appalling because no one's going, I'm thinking about Salah, but they're thinking about doing it to Harry Kane in two home games. They're not thinking about doing it with the fucking Bournemouth fullback.
No. There you go. I've now put Double Game Week Guru in my Twitter bio.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
I'm so angry. Why not? Do whatever I want.
You're going to be in a serious.
I've got comedian in my Twitter bio, mate.
You're going to be in an online feud with FPL Aubergine real soon.
FPL Aubergine. If there's not an FPL Aubergine, there will be by about Thursday.
Pretty soon. Thanks, Barthers. I think we got there.
Fuck me. Still Barthers question.
Yeah, we're still recording. So
no, I completely forgot, mate. I was just on my phone. Let's have a quick one from Gary Bundy on Facebook.
Would you go heavy?
This is quite a good one. Would you go heavy on Arsenal because of their upcoming matches, even though they don't have double game week 34? Well, you do need to look ahead to 35 because a lot of teams are blanking. Arsenal have got a lovely run. I was thinking Aubameyang. I was.
Yeah. If you're
getting that lad in because we've got such a nice run, and he's one of the very few top notch strikers, if you can call him that, that are playing in 35.
And also, he's not bad to have in your team on 34 because they've still got Newcastle.
Mm.
Yeah, worst fixture, I think game week 35, that blank's gonna be important. I think by game week 36, Tom, I think it will be decided between you and I, or you'll know.
I'm telling you now, and you think that I'm just saying this to be modest or to take the pressure off me. I genuinely think you're going
to
be.
I think it's mind games, mate, and you're talking to the king of mind games. Just, I'm not going to get sucked into it.
I'll suck you off if you're not careful.
Yeah. I'm not going to get sucked into it. I'm the mind. You read my Twitter bio, mate. It says mind games master.
Does it?
Yeah, it does now because.
Should do. Change it live on air. I like the idea of Arsenal. I still want to try and squeak a couple of Arsenal players in because I don't want to overload on double game weekers because that's all I'm thinking about on this current wild card. But yeah, I'm liking the Arsenal player and at home to Newcastle as good as someone on a, you know, if you had a Bournemouth player and their double that week is Liverpool United, you're going to want to go for an Arsenal player on a single at home to Newcastle over double Bournemouth, aren't you?
Probably.
Let's be honest. Bang! Yes. Double game week guru. Check out my Twitter bio. Talking of Twitter, let's do some twiddly twiddly tweets. Tweets for my tweet.
My tweet.
Oh, that's all. That's two rows.
That is.
That's dreadful. What we decided. I was listening
tweets
back
for
to
my tweet. My tweet.
That's at the live show. People were like, "That's what it's supposed to be."
Oh, the live show was awful. I'm joking. It was great. I'm just fine. It's all right.
I love the live show. I miss the live show. We had a few. We had a lovely one from.
Are they about double game weeks?
Oscar Pistorius.
Hey.
From afar. Question for the pod. What cheap 5 mil or less defenders are you looking at for the double game weeks?
Well, there you go. Put us on the spot, Oscar. It's almost like we could have written these down.
Oh, no, sorry. Five or less.
Chelsea.
Oh, no. Oh, do you know what I brought in? Oh, it's not going to be. I'll tell you, Leicester's run are good. They got a double in. All their fixtures are blue/green, as you like, depending on which website you're looking at. They've got really, really good fixtures. I was looking on Twitter and someone was saying about the fact that they've got like this nice break. They haven't got any additional games. I think Leicester defence.
Yeah. Everybody's fave.
Morgan.
No, what's his tits? The guy I don't think is very good.
What's his tits? Oh, Harry Maguire. Yeah.
No, Chilwell.
Oh, Chilwell.
Chigwell.
Yeah, Chigwell's in
4.3. The other one, people will be put off, but the other one that people may still have is Burnley, obviously, because they've got two home games. I know one of them's against Chelsea and Leicester, but Burnley are very tight at the back. You wouldn't be surprised if they get one clean sheet from that.
Could I also say, sorry, that Burnley are the only team, this is statfact.com, Burnley are the only team that are playing in the, have got two games in the double game week and are playing in 35.
Yeah.
Which is massive. So me.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, me. Get me in. Any Burnley defender, man.
Well, and also Burnley don't have a single defender over 4.9 million.
No, so me is their most expensive, isn't he? So
yeah.
I would say get me in.
Well, not even me. I wouldn't even say me because me's still 0.4 more expensive than Tarkowski, who's only got 6 points less and is currently on the pitch for England.
There you go, Tarkowski. You heard it here first. I've got three Burnley players in my wildcard draft. So yeah, I think that answers that. Lovely.
Lovely
Burnley
stuff.
Are the ones. Yeah, only ones playing in 34 and 35.
Oh, who are... I know they're slightly more, but Smalling from Man United.
Slightly more, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, he's 5.5, but I mean, they've got two easy games. They've got a real easy run coming up.
Yeah, West Brom at home in particular, you'd be very surprised if they're conceding there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if you were like, maybe if you're going to free hit chip on 34, you'd get him in. I don't know if you'd get him into your squad now. Cause they got
also, I think in a double game week, like what are you expecting? If your defender picks up 9 points in a double game week, a clean sheet and then a 3 points, you're happy with that?
Mm.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I think. And I think someone like Smalling should get the clean sheet against West Brom, might get it against Bournemouth, will play the full game. You're looking 8 or 9 probably is what you're hoping for, isn't it?
So yeah. Maybe more. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. I like that. Well, we also got a tweet from Raf.
Oh, Chateaubriand.
Chateaubriand. Defender related, he said, I've got Dummett from Newcastle, Loughton, Burnley and Chigwell from Leicester in my wild card squad as budget. Oh, he's on a wild card as well. As budget defenders, do you know if these three will start if fit? Now, I'm not going to show, I haven't got a fucking Scooby-Doo.
It's tough, isn't it? He's not asking if they're injured, he's asking if they're going to keep they're going to start.
Oh, is he?
Well, Loughton will.
Yeah, Dummett's on a great run for Newcastle, but they don't score many points at the back. The only defender at Newcastle who scores points is Lascelles.
Yeah.
Newcastle are playing in 35.
Yeah.
When I was looking for budget defenders, I was looking at ones that were playing in game week 35, so they could just sit on the bench and come off.
I know the appeal of Dummett's that he's 4.2 million, but for an extra couple, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
His score, when you look at the history of his scores, it looks like fucking binary. There's that many O's and 1's. It's like, I wouldn't be in a rush to get. I know he's going to start, but so what for 2 points just because he's cheap? Don't know personally.
Yeah. Although they're little, game week 35 is Everton, so.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't get the Newcastle defender, but like Lascelles is the only one worth having.
Yeah, he's the one.
I think
all of them are pretty safe picks, to be fair, but I just don't know if any of them are any good.
For a wild card, it doesn't turn me on for a wild card, Paul Dummett.
No. Chilwell is the only one who I wouldn't be sure was going to play.
Yeah.
Any shit. So, I mean, there's that.
Boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
yeah, we've got a couple of tweets. We've got one from Johnny Werthers. He said, question, will you collect the Panini... Oh, he said Punani stickers.
It's very retro.
Yeah. If so, will you do swapsies? I won't be collecting them because I think that grown men that collect Panini stickers are fools.
You're isolating at least 60% of our listeners, I imagine, with that comment.
Yes. Only joking. April Fools. Put this out on April Fools.
And you can still do
that. How niche is that? A Panini podcast.
Panini podcast.
Yeah, let's do some
sandwiches.
Yeah. FPL Panini.
There will be one of them now.
There will be one of them. I don't know. I obviously used to fucking love it, but yeah.
Quite a lot of people last time were doing it.
Yeah, I think quite a few people probably do. It's 80p for a pack of 5 stickers, though. So someone worked out the maths that to complete a full set would cost you £100, and it's meant to be for kids.
Yeah, silly.
Like paying 300 quid for a set of stickers, and that's if you don't get a single double.
Is there a way, if people worked it out, there's like the way on this where you can start financing it? Can you start making money from it?
No, you can't. They're not worth shit at all. You're better off going and collecting the monopolies on McDonald's, mate.
Yeah.
People love that, don't they?
It's taken us 4 years and we don't make any money from the podcast yet.
If you can't do it from Panini stickers, you're fucked, aren't you?
Can't from
people go crazy for McDonald's Monopoly, by the way. Like, it's everywhere.
Do they? I remember doing that, yeah.
It still happens every year. It's out now.
Do they still do it?
It's just out now, so people are going crazy. Oh. Like, McDonald's Monopoly, but you have to eat a McDonald's to get it.
It's all right.
Nah, mate.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Oh, they don't do Lincolnshire
quinoa sausages.
No, I don't mind meat. I eat meat. I just don't eat McDonald's.
You did last time. You were telling us how you were. You were vegan and it was so special.
I just picture a lamb's face.
Yeah.
And just for him crying out for his mother.
All this skateboarding has really made me.
That's good. The skateboarding was good.
Listen, it wasn't
this skateboard has made me so hungry and I want to have some lamb.
It wasn't me welling up because I had to sing a song about eating a dog. That's all
yeah, that's
so
true. Yeah.
The skateboarding reference is so good because I was oblivious to it for so long. Yeah. I wasn't even here.
We talked about you on a skateboard for so long.
Never been on a skateboard in my life, that's the best thing.
Wow. If there wasn't photographic evidence for the contrary, you'd get away with that.
Except that one time in the Daily Mail.
We tweeted the thing ages, and then, 2 days later, someone just went, hold on, is he on a fucking skateboard?
All right, except that one time with Arj.
He's great in the Daily Mail. I was fucking skateboard.
In the Daily Mail. Yeah, talking about you fucking vegan lifestyle in the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Right.
Oh, I should be reading the card.
Come on, moving on.
Right, okay, let's do... Should we do an email?
Go for it.
Do you want to read it, mate?
Me?
Yeah. Right. You're both more
email
friends.
Email from Jimmy Pyle, Pylon.
Pylon!
He said, lads, Easter holiday. Thanks for another superb 30 plus weeks of podcasts. Thank you.
Not a problem, anytime.
Anytime. Except during the summer, we're busy. My first season of playing Fantasy Premier League instead of Telegraph Fantasy Footy has been somewhere between 16 and 18 click Wankersville. I'm already looking forward to next season now that I know what I'm doing. Welcome aboard, Pylon. Two cool questions about the World Cup. One, will you be covering it at all? I remember your first ever World Cup pods 4 years ago. And two, who do you think will get the golden boot? A few mates fancy a wager on it. Thanks, lad. JP, the turncoat hobbit.
I don't think Wenger will get it.
You don't think what?
I misread it. I thought he said he fancies Wenger for it.
You fancy Wenger? Oh, right.
Yeah, Wenger's coming on the gaffer tapes. World Cup. Well, our first one obviously was the World Cup back in the
it
day.
Was, yeah, for that means we're approaching our 4-year anniversary, boys.
Yeah, that's what launched it.
Launched
the face that launched.
I think if anything, that's what launched World Cups as a concept.
I don't think the World Cup was as big. You know, we created the hashtag World Cup.
Yeah. Actually, you know, the World Cup has become less important, and internationals have since we've launched our podcast. Do you think? Because we launched it at the same time as the World Cup, we've sort of killed it.
Yeah, we've got
a little bit.
No one bothers with the World Cup.
The truth is, we will be on Twitter, and we might do some bits and bobs, but there won't. The gaffer tapes doesn't run constantly throughout the summer. But we might do like a cheeky Patreon special in the summer or something. But
unless a company that has their own fantasy football game comes up and offers us any amount of money.
That is almost
entirely
it. In which
case,
we'll
be flip-flopping hard.
That is
which
it.
Which we have nearly done in the past. maybe.
If if B&Q or Halford suddenly do a fantasy football league for the World Cup and go, we'll give you a load of hammers and 10 grand and you can do it in our shed, then failing that...
In 3 weeks' time, we'll be super enthusiastic about the World Cup.
Yeah, can you imagine? Welcome to the World Cup. As we've always said, international football is the
purest
form of football.
We've always loved international football. We actually started 4 years ago to the very day, and we haven't stopped talking about how much
so
we
no,
love
we won't be. We will be covering it on Twitter, and we will be covering. We will happily answer your questions about the game online, but we won't be doing a full on pod for it. But we will be releasing a World Cup song.
Yeah. Craig's got a lot of unrelated Gamblers Anonymous meetings around the World Cup. Yeah,
that is true. Oh God, I gamble so much at the World Cup.
Do you?
So. Oh, of course I do.
He looks genuinely upset that he's coming around. Yeah, like, oh,
of course I do.
God.
Of course I do. I bet on that.
All right. Well, talking about wager, who gets the Golden Boot? Craig?
Well, Golden Boot's interesting one. There's definitely money to be made on the Golden Boot because normally, you know, when you get the shortest price favourite for anything, like winning the league would be 2-1, 3-1. Whereas for the Golden Boot, Lionel Messi's the current bookie's favourite and you can get 10-1 on him. So that means they don't have a fucking clue. Because obviously it's so dependent on who goes through, and players like Ronaldo and Messi tend to do, well, recently teams, Argentina certainly underperform at the World Cup since Messi's been a player, and Portugal aren't really a force on a world stage apart from in the Euros. So there's money to be made. Like Griezmann's 14-1 if you fancy France. He's always a decent bet. Neymar, you can get 10-1. Harry Kane's in there at 16-1, but I don't see that somehow. Griezmann at 14s or 16s, you can get him actually. Griezmann at 16-1.
Man,
to see what the fixtures are. If you smash someone in a group game,
that's
you don't
it.
Need many goals, like so, 7 goals or something.
So often, you can get like Gary Lineker won it on 5 goals, I think.
Yeah.
I believe Davos Suka.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, Davos Suka won. Yeah. And Ash is right. It so often comes down to a hat trick in a group game.
I think that was the case for Suka.
Four goals in the groups and then one in the knockouts. And you can win it.
Messi at 10-1.
That's the other thing is that the Euros, they're getting closer, but there's a lot shorter than the World Cup, isn't it? Honestly, this is the World Cup.
This
the
World
Euros
Cup,
are slightly different. Yeah, yeah.
That's something we'll need to iron out when we do our Halfords thing. Welcome to the Halfords Euro 2018 podcast.
Halfords are very big on details for that kind of
Halfords,
thing.
Yeah, definitely.
We really do. Shit. We really need to do that. But Messi won't win it. I'm almost certain Messi won't win it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. But you heard it here.
That's big.
Griezmann, I like Griezmann at 40. But I don't.
Just saying
I don't,
words.
I don't know who's going to win the World Cup, so that helps. Because obviously, the deeper they go, the more likely they are to.
I'm so detached from international football. I would never fucking
wait till.
I thought Holland were good until we bumped them, and I thought Holland were called Holland before I realised they were called the Netherlands. You know.
And then we only beat them 1-0. But
yeah.
So I haven't missed a game that's been televised, like not including the games where the
since
final
1987.
Rounds of the final round of the group games are televised at the same time, so obviously I have to pick one.
Yeah.
But since 1994, I've not missed a World Cup or Euro game ever. I take a whole month off work.
Holy shit!
Fairly dedicated to it. But this year, I've inadvertently
brought
tickets to a gig during one of the games. So now I'm really...
What gig is it?
It's Foo Fighters.
Shit, it's worth going though.
Oh, I don't know.
The Foos are great.
Yeah, they're really good.
But while they're playing,
I know
they're bloody rock songs. You'll just be picturing. Oh.
But if I think the counter game to it is like Ghana versus Liechtenstein or whatever.
Well, let yourself off. Let yourself off for Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah, maybe exactly. I could probably stream it, couldn't I? At least then I've watched it.
Yeah,
technically,
just have it down there. Oh, just check it every every now and then. Although, unless Dave stops again, goes whoa, hold on.
Who's this?
He's not watching. Oi! You're not watching!
That would be bad.
Who's this This is fucking Joker.
And then he goes, what are you watching? You go, the football. What's the score? And then he says, and he goes, give this boy a round of applause.
Nice.
And he would be, Dave Grohl would be up in arms. That's a Foo Fighters gag. It's song 6 on the Colour and the Shape.
Foo Fighters, fact, he played a song for me once.
Huh?
There you go.
He played a song for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's elaborate, please.
Wow, I mean, it's not a great story. I went to a Foo Fighters concert and his jack broke.
Yeah.
And it took forever to sort out. They were playing at the Cambridge Corn Exchange.
Mm. It took, yes, you did.
Like, for literally forever. And then sort of got so long that everyone was just sort of standing around. And I just went, hi Dave, you're right. And he went, yeah man, yeah, cool. And then at that, about 2 seconds later, his thing got fixed and he went, cool, this song's for this guy. And then played the song.
And he said, wow. No professional. He said, I'm not a professional. He said, well, fucking jacking like that, you should be.
Should be, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's quite good.
Yeah. That is a cool story.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
I've seen Foo's live like a couple of times. They're so good.
Yeah, really good.
Well, it's not a Foo Fighter podcast, but it's...
Oh, it should be.
Imagine that, Foo Fighter podcast.
What would that be called? I don't know. Not enough time. Damn it.
No. Let's just finish with a quick little bit of any other business. Insert jingle. We still need a jingle.
Oh, yeah.
316, which I believe is a Stone Cold reference.
I think Dave Grohl's a big fan of the podcast. Is he? Give us a jingle.
Big Dave. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Get us one on. Yeah. Is someone getting the best of the game? I don't know. It was tough. He says, you definitely took it up another notch this week, gents, with Sue. And then quotes, more OGs than an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And checks Dusty Helmet all really got me. And then a little laughy face.
I think in Canada, they're a little bit short of entertainment, aren't they?
Yeah.
I completely forgot about the checks Dusty Helmet bit. That was nice. I think we said he was old and then we said he had a dusty helmet.
It sounds like you say we, that was definitely you, but yeah.
obviously I said that, yeah. Stimbo, Ian Stimson. Young lad got in touch. Ranting about the quiz. Not happy. He does. I put this in because he tweets us every single week because he's furious with... But obviously, he's a patron of the podcast. He feels that, you know, because he donates a little bit of money, that he can have a little go. And any other business is essentially like points of view. So he said, I reckon... What did he say? Reckon there's any chance Tom Holmes actually listening to the rules before he answers? He's talking about the quiz. And then he does transcribes a little bit from the podcast. Craig says... The answers are all clubs who are playing this week. So which club, ... And then my answer was Allardyce. And then he says, I die inside. And then we had people reply and say, yeah, I agree, yeah.
I agree.
Even I, who never understand the quiz, knew that much.
Do you know what it is? It's because for the last... I've now managed to balance drinking a bottle of red wine and doing the podcast.
Yeah,
whereas before I used to drive, and now I'm like, get me boy to bed. Come because we do the podcast a little bit later. Inside fact about the podcast. Yeah. So by the end, I've had a couple of drinks.
It is frustrating. We're going to find out. Is Tom has learnt that lesson very shortly in part three when I actually do the quiz and he can't possibly say Allardyce. He can't. So he can't say Allardyce to anything.
Oh, I hope this is an Allardyce based quiz.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's the Sam Allardyce quiz. No, it's not. But it's can't answer. Right. Hopefully, you'll get the rules this one right.
I'm going to deliberately do stuff that annoys Ian Stimson.
Yeah, but you'll lose, and then you'll lose the whole season.
So, I know, I'm annoyed. I get so...
You can it's 16-13, you can still do it. In part three, we're obviously going to look ahead to the next full game week, where we've actually got a full weekend of fixtures to pick our teams from. And obviously that part of the quiz where Tom may or may not say Sam Allardyce, no matter what the rules are. But all that to look forward to in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello, welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We're looking ahead to the game week 32, finally a full game week, with some little tips. We're going to put on neckline and get a tip, and then we're going to go into the quiz. Tom, just quick question. Are you nervous for this game week? Is this the game week where I get it back to 10, 15 points?
Oh, possibly, mate. Possibly. I'm on a wild card, so I've got a decent enough team. But I don't know how decent it's going to be until game week 34. Because that's what I'm planning for. I'm planning for that big double game week.
Planning for the zombie apocalypse.
I think I've hit the button on the wild card 1 week too soon.
Well, we will see. But I do think at this time of the season, these last few game weeks, when it all gets to like relegation, Matt, all of a sudden West Brom, you know, teams like that start pulling out 3-0 wins away from home and all sorts of nonsense.
Yeah.
They're quite high scoring these game weeks, I find. I think there's going to be a lot of 80, 90, 100-point game weeks now for people. Nice. As people start getting some ridiculous results. You know, like Liverpool got done by Stoke 5-0 on the last game of the season. And all sorts of nonsense results start happening.
Oh, Tottenham got smashed by Newcastle like 5-1.
That's right, yeah. So there's loads of those kind of results. So it starts to be big scorers. Yeah. And you start to, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff.
Last year I noticed it. I still had all my chips left the last few weeks. I was just using them on useless things. And you didn't get any value of them because the results are so random.
You traded one of them in for a coffee at Starbucks, I remember.
I started using them already.
Yeah, he loves the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Ash has just given me a drink that is unbelievable. It's like got some kind of drizzle on top. It's served in like a... What is it?
It's a vegan Japanese sour.
Japanese sour, there we go.
Served in a high-tech Silver Shadow trainer.
It is, yeah.
What do you order in a Starbucks, Ash? If you go to, well, not a Starbucks, but a coffee shop, what do you order in a coffee shop?
Flat white.
I'll go flat white.
Because what does a flat white taste like, Tom?
It's as smooth as a velvet curtain. Was it an 80s curtain?
A 70s velvet curtain. It's very
chunky. 70s velvet curtain.
Tom introduced me to the flat white, and then he said that
can I just say, you introduced me to coffee, because I was scared of coffee. I said to Craig, I'm scared, I don't know what to do, and he went, follow me. He went, I'll just get a latte, and I ordered a latte. And then, when I was doing Edinburgh 2014, someone introduced me to the flat white. I then introduced Craig to the flat white.
And then he said he once had an espresso and he goes, but I got a bit put off it because it smelled like fish.
It did smell like fish and my heart didn't stop beating erratically for a good 12 hours. But it really smelled like fish. But now I don't mind an espresso because I drink it and I pretend like I'm...
I just like a black Americano these days.
Do you know what? I'm increasingly enjoying it black.
And if I have milk in my coffee, I like a bit of almond or oat milk because I don't really drink much dairy these days. But we'll move on.
For fuck's sake. You're not doing yourself any favours, Greg. Jesus Christ.
What's the one that's like a small flat white?
I don't know.
There's one in between a flat white and a macchiato. Is there? A cortado.
The cortado is short. That's right. Yeah. I like the way the recent advert campaign makes it sound like McDonald's invented the flat white.
Yeah.
They've been clever with that. It's clever. Anyway, enough of McDonald's.
The only thing you invented, mate, is obesity.
And Monopoly.
Deforestation.
Yeah, satire.
Yeah, that is good. Good news jack stuff there. They put our bloody jokes on. So the fixtures for game week 32. Early kickoff on the Saturday of this Easter weekend. Happy Easter. Enjoy your eggs.
It is. Happy weekend.
Happy Easter weekend, Tom. The weekend happened
every
week.
Sorry, yeah.
Crystal Palace versus Liverpool, obviously off the back of the Huddersfield win and Salah off the back of absolutely ripping apart Watford. Even though away from home, even though it's the early kickoff, you'd be very surprised if a lot of people don't have Salah as their captain lining up for game week 32. Agreed.
I'd say so.
Elsewhere, Brighton at home to Leicester, Man United at home to Swansea, which might on paper look like a mismatch, but Swansea, I think, are one of those teams that are going to pull off those results that surprise you in these last 5 weeks because they've had some good form. Newcastle are at home to Huddersfield. Watford at home to Bournemouth. West Brom, the hopeless West Brom, play Burnley. West Ham against Southampton. Everton versus Man City. And then on the Sunday, it's Arsenal Stoke and a big Chelsea Spurs for you Easter Sunday.
Some of these games, where there's not many mismatches, is there? Probably only Arsenal Stoke.
Arsenal Stoke looks nice, doesn't it?
And Man U Swansea on paper.
Well, then you'd say that Swansea are definitely a form team, aren't they?
They are,
and Man United aren't necessarily.
In fact, you know, talking of Swansea, I'm not going to use it as my pick, but you know when you can sort your players by form?
Yeah,
In the main game, and I think it takes into account their last three games, so it can be slightly skewing if a Salah, for instance, has one outstanding game. I just saw Tom's face as he sipped the cocktail.
Fucking hell!
The second most informed defender on the game is Van der Hoorn at Swansea in the last three games because he's got a six. His last four games are 6-10-1-6.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so a bit surprising. He's not been picked, but. I think Swansea are one of those teams are going to get some results.
He's had a lot of sixes.
What's that?
Robertson. What's his tips? Robertson.
Yeah, a lot of clean sheets or assists, bonus points, etc. Tom, your pick?
My pick's going to be Wood at Burnley. He's definitely in my wild card team.
Nice.
Regardless of where I go from here, he's in there.
So you've got Wood?
I've got Wood, mate. Yeah, I've got Wood. I've got wood. Have you got wood?
I have not got wood. Haven't had it for a long time. He's actually,
I don't think you've ever had wood, have you?
He is the most informed striker in the game, according to form, and that's off the back of playing very few minutes.
About 45 minutes, and yeah.
Yeah,
I had a conversation, I tweeted my team, my original wildcard team, and people going, I'll get rid of Wood and get in Barnes, the other Burnley striker. But I know that Wood's actually got more points and he's played less minutes, but everyone was like, well, Barnes is so much cheaper. But the reason is, I think Wood was injured. Was Wood injured for ages?
Wood's been out a long time, but in that absence, Barnes has started a lot of games and scored obviously three.
But still, Wood has got more points than Barnes.
I still think Wood's a more dangerous
I think he's
striker.
Better. Yeah, he's going to be my pick just Barnes. Because at one point I was thinking, do I take him out? And I thought, well, no, I'll have him as my gaffer pick. Thomas tip. Just put the tip in.
And you're going to keep Wood, yeah?
And I'm going to keep Wood. I'm going to have it.
For as long as possible.
Yeah. What are you boys thinking?
I think a guy who I regrettably took out my team. I called that he was going to be a good player. I took him out of my team and then he scored 16 points against Southampton. And that's Kennedy at Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
He's only 4.7 million, classed as a midfielder, clearly playing in a front three. He has only played the handful of games this entire season that he's been at Newcastle. But, you know, in those six games, he scored a 16 and an 8. And I'm just hoping that he's kind of hitting a bit of form. Home to Huddersfield off the back of a loss to Palace as Newcastle kind of pushed for a top half finish. So I think Kennedy at 4.7 million is my kind of...
Do you want to win some money if Newcastle finish top half?
I've got a bet on that Sunderland get relegated from the Championship, Middlesbrough get promoted, and Newcastle finish top half. Returns a grand from a fiver, yeah. But Middlesbrough aren't going up automatically. They need to win the playoffs. And Sunderland will get relegated because they're awful. But I don't think I think Newcastle will finish 12th anyway. But yeah,
that's a shout.
Is anyone stood out? Anyone stood out for you, Ash?
Kennedy, Everton.
Kennedy, what?
Where's Kennedy play for?
Newcastle. Kennedy, as in Kennedy for Newcastle, that's right, on loan from Chelsea.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I thought for some reason he was at Everton. I was like, what? Fuck, I can't find him.
No, it's Newcastle. Everton are home to City, aren't they? That'd be a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I thought it was a weird pick. Yeah. I think Aubameyang, you know?
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah,
I've still got, Kane in my team. I was waiting to see what happened. Waiting to see what happened over the international break.
If he suddenly miraculously got fit.
Yeah.
Dead until May, isn't
he? Yeah, so I'm going to have to get him. So it's then another big budget forward to go in his place, I guess.
Get the boy in.
It's difficult to see past Aubameyang at the
moment. I don't think it's a bad shot at all. I think there'll be quite a few people doing that. I think it's a decent...
Stoke, Southampton, Newcastle, West Ham.
I've already got Vardy and Firmino up front.
Yeah.
So unless I drop him and get someone budget...
But he's got back-to-back 9 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd fancy him.
He scored a lot recently. Do you know what? I was very tempted to get him in my team, but I think Lukaku... Because of the double game week, is a bit more of a must.
Well, the only downside is Aubameyang doesn't have that double game week.
He doesn't, but on the plus, he is playing game week 35.
Yeah.
Swings and roundabouts, isn't it, mate?
Exactly. If you want to have a rainbow, so it is a bit of that. But Aubameyang's not a bad shout. Well, there you go. That is our picks. Very varied.
Beautiful.
Very. But we've done very well in the last few weeks of our picks, actually.
We haven't.
We really have. Well, it's time. It's time for something that Tom's not doing so well at. It's time for the bloody quiz. It's 16-13 to Ash.
It is, mate. But before we get into the quiz, it's obviously time for the quiz jingle.
I can't, you know, I can't speak on behalf of all of us. Well, actually, no, I can. I wasn't sure what you're going to do, but I think, actually, I do speak on behalf of all of us when I say we're just glad that wasn't Sue that you were interrupting. When you said it was the jingle,
well,
I wasn't sure.
When you said that you didn't have words, then she was about to make an appearance, but then someone cut me off.
Said, yeah.
Words? You're on your words?
Someone unplugged your mic.
Yeah, she's always here. She's
well, it's here the quiz, spirit. Thankfully. Yeah. Sorry, Sue.
So here's your microphone keeps getting unplugged.
Yeah, that is it.
Very strange.
And it's 16-13 to Ash. I think this one, if I'm honest, I think this it is a fair quiz, but I think Mr. Tom Holmes might like this one.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
I mean, it's not a definite, though. It really isn't.
Only 30% of listeners will hear this, though, unfortunately.
It's true. It always the stats. Loves the stats. That's the only time we talk about stats is when it's about our listeners rather than the actual game.
Yeah.
But it is the international break, as we know. Everyone loves the international break. And so to be kind of cool and young and have, you know, hashtags that make sense, it's time to play International Squad Goals.
It's nothing
to do with goals, sadly, but it's all it is. It's a best of five situation. I'm going to name, in all the debate for who's in the going to be in the England World Cup squad, I'm going to name you a year that England were in the World Cup, and you're going to go back and forth, taking it in turns to name members of the England squad from that year.
That's a great quiz.
Yeah, but we say this every time. I go, that's great. You go, for fuck's sake, and you fucking beat
me. That is true.
The only ones I ever win is where he says, we're going to go for like 90s television. You say yes, and then he says, it's multiple choice. Then I'm like, good.
So, for instance, the first one, if it was like, we're asking you to name the squad from 2027. There isn't a World Cup that year. You'd start with Tom. Obviously, the next time it'd start with Ash, and you're going to go back and forth until one of you can't name one. If you win that, you win the point and you get that squad, and we move on to the next one.
It's England squad every time?
It's an England squad every time. I'll tell you the year, and it's a best of five situation.
I'm excited, but that's probably
It's not even the thing where you have to pick a number.
It's not to pick a number.
I'd name 87.
Now, obviously, if you go first, you're at a disadvantage because you might actually only... If Tom names one, Ash names one, then Tom can't. Ash will win the point, but then it will switch the next one where the other person goes first. So all is fair.
I've got literally no chance in this.
Are we ready? Okay, so the first one, we're going to start with Ash in the lead. We're going to start with Ash.
Yep.
And the first year we're going to go for, we are going to need squad members for England from Ash, the 1998 World Cup. So I just need one name and then we'll switch back and forth. So Ash.
So annoying because I've watched all the games. If I get it when I get the first question wrong, does Tom have to get it right to get a point?
I think it's only fair Tom needs to get it right to get a point, yes.
Okay. I'm going to go Michael Owen.
Michael Owen, of course, did score that iconic goal against Argentina in the second round. Yes, Michael Owen was in the 98 World Cup squad. Tom?
Alan Shearer.
Alan Shearer wore number 9, correct. Ash?
Frank Lampard?
No, surely not.
Frank Lampard is a no.
Oh, shit.
I'm afraid incorrect, which would mean, in these rules, that Tom gets the point, except obviously
I'll happily answer the question and say Sir David of Batty.
David Batty was there. He missed a penalty in the Argentina game.
He missed the penalty.
Shit, that's a lot earlier. It's unbelievable that Lampard's whole career then was after 1998.
It's very... These squad things, there's nothing like a Sporkle quiz in these squads to throw you off who was in there. You think some people weren't even born and you think others must have retired 10 years ago.
Originally, I was going to say Gazza, but he didn't make the 98
Gazza didn't make the 98 squad because Glenn Hoddle was... Squad.
That's why I didn't say Shearer.
For all of Glenn Hoddle's benefits as like a manager... He had a weird, he didn't like players who had that kind of flair. He didn't take Letizia, he didn't take Gascoigne. It's weird for a guy who was quite
new. By 98, Letiz was fucked, though. I remember he picked Letizia for the game against Italy. Letizia did nothing, never got picked again.
But Letizia also...
How many caps did Letizia give?
I think it's about 7. During the England B team experiment, Letizia scores a hat-trick against an Italy B side and never gets picked for the main squad. He is probably one of the most gifted players to have never played more than a few games for Italy.
Imagine if he was A, Italian, or B, had played for Man United.
Absolutely.
Caps would have got?
I remember a quote from Romario when they said which England player would get in the Brazil squad. He said only one, Letizia. And he wasn't even... And it
really?
Was, another player who was in that squad, 98 squad, who was grossly like... undervalued at international level is Paul Merson, another really gifted player with his feet who
was
never
he
got
in the 98 squad.
Glenn Hoddle, for being a talented flair player, started with a midfield central midfield pairing of David Batty and Paul Ince.
It's a point
for Tom.
Yes,
so these ones actually get harder. Tom, for the World Cup squad 2, it is the England squad from the most recent, the 2014 World Cup, which is weirdly harder than 1998.
Yeah, a lot harder.
Oh my God, that is. Okay. I'm going to say Rooney.
Rooney was, of course, there. Yes, Wayne Rooney. Ash?
Is this the South Africa one?
This is 2014. That's all I'll tell you.
Gerrard still been there.
What's that, sorry?
Gerrard?
Steven Gerrard was there. He was captain of the 2014 squad, yeah. Tom?
Well, it's got to be... Was he still there? That might be a bit dodgy. Welbeck?
Danny Welbeck wore number 11. Yeah, 23 years old. Danny Welbeck went. Ash?
K. Cahill?
Gary Cahill, yes, number five. Gary Cahill, age 28, went.
Tom? John Terry.
John Terry is not in the 2014 World Cup squad.
Oh, wow. Fuck off!
He had already done by then.
Wow. Was he?
Amazing.
But 24 weeks!
Yeah, because he retired quite early, didn't he? Yeah.
Sorry, my voice has gone incredibly high. Yeah.
John Terry was not in the 2014 World Cup squad.
Are you sure? Can we double check? I've literally got
the squad in front of me.
VAR?
Yeah, VAR, that is it.
VAR, I think Romario's in there.
So Ash had the point. Tom, would you have been able to get any more?
Does he not need to get another one?
Well, I've just done it.
Well, yeah, you've done it anyway.
What did you say?
Hart was definitely my name.
I was Terry's a staple.
So it's 1 point each. So next up, it's going to be Ash going first. This time we're going back, cast your minds back to a time, it might be the first World Cup you ever remember. It is the 1990 World Cup, England's last successful performance, really, getting to a semi-final. So Ash, we're looking for members of England's 1990 World Cup squad.
Gascoigne.
Paul Gascoigne, obviously got the famous booking, wore the famous number 19 shirt.
Gary Lineker, our mate.
Gary Lineker, big GL, big Gaz Lineker, yep.
Tony Adams.
Tony Adams. Oh, do you know what? That is always a good shout because he.
I don't think that's there.
Because he was on the fringes of the squad in before as a young man.
I don't think that's there.
But Tony Adams did not make the squad.
Oh, wow.
He was a young. He was a young man at that point.
That is impossible. So if he wasn't playing in the England squad in the 90s.
No, 90s before his time, slightly.
Too early for him. To win it, can I say John Barnes, please?
John Barnes was, of course, there, yeah. John Barnes was...
Oh, you only knew it because of the fucking rap.
Bosh!
It's good logic, though. He did sing the rap in The World in Motion.
He did.
So it's 2-1 to Tom.
Sing the rap, get in the team.
It is 2-1 to Tom. Right, where are we at?
Definitely one where people at home would be like...
Screaming.
He has to name the whole squad.
Yeah, some people. I'm not great at these, though. That's why I'm taking so long to get the answers, because I'm looking through the squad.
I'm loving it.
So, Tom, you're going to be going first in this one.
Yes, please.
It's 2-1 to Tom. To win it, Tom. To win this week.
To win it. Come on, Tom.
We're going to need members from the 2006 World Cup. That is Germany, Alemania.
I know where I was. Okay, I'm there.
Go for it.
David Beckham.
David Beckham was, of course, there. Captain Beckham... in that World Cup.
Rio Ferdinand?
Yep, Rio Ferdinand.
Frank Lampard.
Yes, Frank Lampard. This is kind of a good era to guess if you don't know.
This is good. Gerrard?
Yep, Steven Gerrard. Although injuries could throw any one of you out here, but yep.
Wayne Rooney
went, yes.
Oh my God. Oh, didn't Owen play and obliterate his leg in 2 seconds into it?
Michael Owen, yes, he did.
Shit the bed. John Terry.
John Terry was at this one, yep.
Oh, what year is this again?
2006.
God, this is getting hard now.
By the way, just for clarification, if you say one that's already been said, I won't disqualify you because it's quite easy to forget. You're writing it down.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you that's been said.
Did we say Ferdinand already?
Yeah, you did.
Shit. Can, will you accept it again?
I won't.
But Les.
It's worth a go.
Who? God, I've forgotten 20 years of football. Who the fuck was our goalkeeper in between
Joe
Hart and David Seaman?
It's tricky, isn't it?
Shouldn't be. There was Peter Shilton. It's after that.
There was Shilton and Joe Hart and someone in between.
Some amount of football happened in the interim period. Oh, I wonder if there was there'd be a joke call up for somebody, wouldn't there?
I mean, it's funny you say Shilton because obviously you could have used him for the 1990 squad.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Come on. I'm loaded with my
Come on, Ash.
Oh, yeah. Have you already got it? Baines?
Oh, no. Before Baines' time.
Oh, I thought he was young.
Can I win it with Ashley Cole?
Oh, yeah.
Ashley Cole was England's left back.
Good shout. Yeah.
The other one.
Oh, I bet Wayne Bridge as well.
Wayne Bridge, yeah. I thought you might say it once you said John Terry. And obviously, there was Joe Cole scored the iconic goal against Sweden.
Yeah.
That was there. Some other highlights were Owen Hargreaves.
I was going to throw out there, I don't know if he went. It was obviously, like you say, Joe Cole. Darius Vassell?
He was in the Euro squad around. He was in the Euro.
He was in the Euro.
I thought Walcott might have got one.
Yes, Walcott was the 17-year-old call-up who hadn't yet
made
an appearance.
That's what I was going to say.
I remember.
Shit.
He hadn't yet made an appearance for Arsenal or whatever it was and got his call-up.
Wenger phoned up Sven and said, stick the boy on. And he just got him in. Yeah.
It was the year of Crouch's robot, Owen Hargreaves, Jermaine Genus. Man.
Oh my God.
Gary Neville was still kicking about. Sol Campbell was still kicking about. David James was still kicking about.
That's who it is.
Yes, yeah, so Paul Robinson was still kicking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's 3-1 to Tom in that. And the last one, by the way, would have been, obviously, the 1966 World Cup squad, which would have been very difficult outside of the big names. What would you... throw some names out. What would you have said?
Well, obviously, Hurst straight away.
Peters. Yeah.
Martin Peters, yeah.
Nobby Stillies.
Nobby Styles, yeah. Styles, yeah.
Bobby Moore.
Bobby Moore, obviously.
Charlton.
Well, both.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I was going to say. Jack Charlton. Bobby Chancellor back
Bobby.
Here.
Bobby,
yeah.
Both Charltons. Bobby. The one-eyed Charlton. Goalkeeper.
Yeah, Banksy.
Gordon Banks, yeah. It's, you actually know more than you think in the end. Alan Ball, yeah. Jimmy Greaves.
Ball, I would have said Ball. Oh,
funny that we think more from that team. Well,
Peter really Benet, we've seen, I guess it's ingrained into us from like a 1,000 documentaries about how happy they all were.
I wonder if they have like a player who's like, you know, like a 12-year-old player they picked and was just on the bench.
I know, yeah. Theo Walcott was actually in that squad as well.
He was. Wenger phoned up the manager at the time.
Yeah. He's like, there's a glint in this man's eye and I think you should call it up.
Yeah,
and that's all it is. But so it's Tom wins. It's 16-14 to Ash,
thanks,
but Tom
mate.
Wins.
Yes, 16-14. Lovely year.
Is there a tiebreaker prepared?
No, there wasn't a tiebreaker, but I was going to make one up about like the amount of caps someone had or some shit when they got called up.
Yeah.
So it's something like loads of caps, isn't it? Loads of caps.
Collecting. Could I ask, just before we go, that we've been meant to mention this throughout the podcast, iTunes reviews. Give us a bloody iTunes review.
Yeah, we haven't.
We said before, we used to say, oh, just give us a like, a really good review, and then like just mention the word goose as many times as you can in a review, which a lot of people
There are quite a lot of goose reviews on there. Yeah.
But then
there
we did rank in the top 10 poultry podcasts in the UK, and it was all very confusing for us.
Yeah, and Craig was really offended because he's like, oh, I don't like eating poultry, guys. If we could rank in the top 10, gain one.
Then I got deafer as that impression went on. I think a lot of people don't even listen on iTunes these days. So
Well, wherever you're listening, give us a positive review.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And if you pop the word goose in, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
If you're one of the 30% that listen to the end of the podcast, the very end, then tweet us or send us an email with like, I don't know, hashtag 30%. Can we do that? That'd be quite cool. We did that once with avocado,
but the avocado one was like an
hour. The avocado one was amazing. That was the best episode, though.
That was a long episode.
But yeah, if you're one of the 30%, that's quite cool. You can be like, I'm one of the 30%. We could like do a merchandise range.
You're one of the, I don't know what 100,000 divided by 100 is.
Should be quite easy, those numbers, mate.
Yeah. If you're the 0.001% of people that have just announced yourself as a father on Twitter, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Of course, we have. Yeah, we had to wait to the end of one of the Gafferazzi becoming a father, which means another Gafferazzi because it's genetic.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, well, let's mention now.
Well, you already did.
Did we? Well, just then.
Well, I just did.
Yeah, no, but you didn't say anything. Congrats to Chuck Bailey.
Yeah, congrats.
I didn't know where the name was.
Long time listener, Chuck. So congrats, mate, the newest member of the Gafferazzi coming soon for the next season. So he can have a secret. She can have a secret sausage as well.
It's nice to hear that Chuck finally lost his virginity, if anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he paid for it, but you know, we end up paying for it.
And you can pay for that too on Patreon. If you just subscribe to Patreon, one of the perks that you can get for your $7 a month by signing up.
Why do I have to have special milk at school? Well, son, we give 30% of our weekly revenue to the Gaffer Teacher. Oh, okay, Dad.
30% of my weekly revenue.
Is that another one of our adverts?
That's not the same.
That's a very weird advert.
Just $7. $7. It's a fiver a month.
Yeah, that's it. Fiver a month for milk and something. I got lost of what was going on. I don't know.
To be fair, no one's fucking listening to this.
No, not this
one's listening to this. This is where I should tell all my racist jokes.
No, don't. You did that with Cockaleeky Sue. That's all offensive.
That's why.
That's
enough. That's all we have time for. Sorry, Sue. If there's a good time to cut you off, that is all me, Tom, Ash, and Sue have time for this week. Good luck for game week 32. Send us your balls, hashtag balls, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, email us info@thegaffertapes.com or head on over to facebook.com/thegaffertapes as the jingle says, and let us know how you're going to get on. Tom, any final words, because it's the last time she'll ever make an appearance, a final word from Sue.
It won't be last time. I'll be back in 8 weeks.
Thanks for listening and goodbye.